The lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Not everyone should be a doctor, or a plumber, or a farmer, or a business owner. God has given each of us various abilities and interests. The world would be boring if we were all the same. There are bad science fiction movies that show humankind as robotic servants of technology. It's also true in the church that we have different abilities and interests. Some should be pastors. Some should be Sunday school teachers. Some should serve the church in various other ways, using even their secular abilities, as we call them. All the activities of our life belong to God, and we do them to the glory of God, whether directly church-related or part of our life as family members and citizens and community members. We can help a roommate. We can pray for a sick friend. We can do our homework and participate in various activities on campus. These are all things that give glory to God. We can do them with thanks to God and not with boasting and arrogance or apathy. If we want to know what to do for God, the Ten Commandments will keep us completely busy in our life of service and thanks to God, who made us, who redeemed us, and who comforts us. God is our creator. He made us. And it is good for us to have a home and raise a family, for example. Honor your father and mother, God says. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. To help us do this, some will become architects and builders, designers, plumbers, electricians, and repairmen. Each one of us can serve God and neighbor in some way. Of course, we want also to avoid those blatant sins against the commandments, such as murder and stealing. But in the Ten Commandments, God intends for us also to be kind to others, to help and befriend our neighbor in every need, to help our neighbor keep his property and goods. We should avoid adultery by respecting the other sex and valuing marriage and family as instituted by God. And to help us do these things, some will become policemen and judges and attorneys and psychologists and counselors. Each one can serve God and neighbor in this way. All our life comes from God. When we do these acts of service for God and for our neighbor, it is our way of saying, Jesus is my Lord. I'm not God. Not everything revolves around me. I should not be selfish and greedy, but I should care about my family and those around me. I should care about those who are needy, whether near or far, and I should help them with gifts of kindness and charity. This is how we say, Jesus is Lord, not just with words, but with actions. Yes, we don't bow down to those statues of idols like Gentiles or pagans, but idols are anything that takes the place of God in our life. It can be work, or money, or selfishness, or pride. Idols are not simply made of wood and metal. Idols are in our heart. Whatever is more important than God is an idol, a false god, that can lead us to hell and condemnation. But the Holy Spirit has graciously called us out of this darkness of unbelief, to trust in God who made us and saves us. The first commandment tells us everything. You shall have no other gods. The explanation is simple and profound. Even though it is impossible for us sinners to keep perfectly, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. On our own, those words are frightening. But we know when we know Jesus, they are comforting, because we know that Jesus has true fear and respect and love for God in our place, true love for God and his neighbor, real trust in the holiness and mercy of God. Jesus, the very Son of God, gives to us the benefit of his fear, love, and trust in God. When we trust that Jesus lived a holy life in our place and died an innocent death for our sins, then Jesus' fear and respect of God becomes ours. Then we want to show that same love for God and our neighbor, even though our love can never be perfect in this life. Jesus suffered for all of our failings. For Jesus' sake, we can trust that God is merciful and forgives all our sins. Then Jesus truly is Lord for us, not a Lord who demands that we cannot think what we cannot give him, but a Lord who redeemed us, who died for us, who rescued us from the power of sin, from the jaws of Satan, from the torment of eternal damnation. Let us put away our idols and false gods, whatever they may be, pride or arrogance or money or power or prestige or fame, whatever it may be. Let us fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Jesus is Lord then becomes a song of rescue and deliverance. Jesus is Lord becomes a powerful and joyful song of praise, not a threat of domination. All the different subjects that you study here, all the different activities you do here in college and the rest of your life can be a song of praise and thanks to God. He gave you the ability to think and reason. He gave you skills in all different aspects of life. You can use them to help sustain your life and raise your family. You can use them to help your neighbor and community. You can use them to give thanks to God. Because of the Holy Spirit, and only because of the Holy Spirit, can we say, Jesus is Lord, with our words, with our hands, with our actions, and with our life. Thanks be to God, who brought us out of the darkness of sin and into the light of his holiness and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Prayer is requested this morning for the family of one of our alumni who passed away overnight. Lisa Becker Zachko graduated from Bethany in 1988. She was also the aunt of our student Jack Depre. Lisa passed away after a recent battle with cancer. Let us pray for the family. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of holy baptism and Christian faith, which you implanted in our sister Lisa. We thank you for sustaining her faith throughout her life, especially as she faced this struggle with cancer. Thank you for bringing her safely home to heaven to be with you and to share the joy of eternal life. Be with the family as they grieve their loss. Strengthen them with faith in Jesus to look forward to the blessed reunion in heaven with all the saints who have gone before us. Help each of us to look to you for help and comfort in all our needs, especially the forgiveness of sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Assure us of your promise of eternal life for all who believe in you. You are our gracious and merciful Lord and Savior. Amen.